And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
But it's something I've been wanting to share, so this is a good time to do it. And that is creating an atmosphere in your own spiritual life that will not hinder signs and wonders. It actually cultivates an atmosphere for signs and wonders to happen, the miraculous to happen. And this is this is from John chapter 2. This is the arch miracle. And I use the word arch miracle because it says in verse 11, at the end of this story, this beginning of the signs and wonders, that's the word arch. It's the arch miracle. So it overarches all other, everything else is interpreted in light of this. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus was also invited and his disciples to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour is not yet come." And his mother said to his servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And there were 6 stone water pots there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. And Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." And they took it to him. When the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, he did not know where it came from. But the servants who had drawn the water knew. The head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man serves the good wine first. And when men have drunk freely, then that which is poor, they bring out. But you've kept the good wine until the last. This beginning of his signs did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. And his disciples believed him." One of the cool things, there's so many things there. One of them is God saves the best for last. So if you feel like you've wasted a lot of time walking some of the things you want to walk in, don't feel that way. God saves the best for last. It's never too late. But that should be a real encouragement to some of you. You hear me? Oh my gosh, I wish I'd gotten this earlier. He saves the best wine for last. But here's the thing I want you to see. Mary said to the servants, "Whatever he says to do, do it." And they did. There were these 6 water pots. And he filled them with water, and it probably made no sense to them whatsoever. What is that going to do to help anything? They just simply did what he said. And because they did what he said, whatever he said to do, do it, because they did what he said. And it says, and they filled each water pot to the brim. You ever had a glass of water and you filled it to the brim to the point where it kind of rounds off at the top? You know, and if you put one more drop, it would kind of go. And so there's no room for anything else. That's brim full. They filled the water pots to the brim. And the result of that, a miracle happened. So here's the simple word. A life of brim-filled obedience creates an atmosphere for the miraculous to happen. That's more important than you getting hands laid on you, more important than impartation. All those things are good. But only a life committed to doing whatever he says to do to the brim. A life of radical obedience creates an atmosphere for the miraculous and a miraculous lifestyle to occur. See, because if you believe that Jesus can do anything, and you believe that he lives in you, and you believe that you carry his name, which means the permission, the authority to go, "Jesus Christ heals you, Jesus Christ," whatever. You believe that. So the theology is not an issue. If you'll live a life of brim-filled obedience, all the rest of it will take care of itself. You'll all figure it out. He'll walk you through it step by step. It'll all work. It'll all make sense to you personally. He'll give you your own particular language how to make it happen, because you have room for it to happen. But it's this atmosphere. We'll talk again about this on the night in terms of just walking in the Spirit, but not just obedience, but brim-filled obedience. It was their obedience. Their expectation was brim-filled. Obedience is about expectation. Obedience is, I love him, and if I fully obey, there's no telling what he might do. So that's a simple word I want to share with you. It's not going to become yours just because I lay hands on you, you bounce across the floor. If you're not committed to a life of radical, brim-filled obedience, you'll never steward consistently the miraculous. These servants did it, and there'll be things that God will ask you to do that won't make any sense. Didn't make any sense to them. They just did it, and they did it to the brimful. And the result is the miraculous was released in the atmosphere because of their obedience. Okay? Amen? That's it.